This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is launching a massive bid to tackle climate change and is elevating the very idea to a national security priority. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After years of Trump administration moves he says worsen the destructive effects of climate change, the president says the U.S. must act.
We can't wait any longer.
Laying out the most ambitious American effort yet to slow global warming caused by humans. He's aiming to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. It's all politically risky, and while Republicans are blasting the president's moves as job killers.
It's about jobs. Good paying union jobs.
Saying America will invest in workers to develop, build, and install clean energy technologies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British citizens returning home from roughly 30 countries deemed at high risk from new coronavirus variants could soon have to quarantine in hotels. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said beefed up rules will require travelers to stay in hotels near airports for 10 days.
I can announce that we will require all such arrivals who cannot be refused entry to isolate in government-provided accommodation, such as hotels, for 10 days without exception.
Non-British arrivals from the targeted destinations, including South America, Portugal, the Cape Verde Islands, and South Africa, are already barred following the discovery of two virus variants in Brazil and South Africa. The 10-day quarantine will cost returning Britons more than $2,000, with meals served at the bedroom door and security guards supervising their stays. Visit voanews.com for more.